my fellow tablers, I will never, ever forget how proud I was to say those words, fellow tablers, my first as a tabler after being inducted some 13 years ago. That same feeling of pride and excitement is here today, and I use those so meaningful words to greet you as your national president. Fellow tablers, I thank you most sincerely for the honor and opportunity you have given me to become your 60th national president. Round table, more than anything else, is about people. It is people who make things happen. It is people who bring that special ingredient of fun and fellowship. It is people who give you encouragement and support to turn ideas and dreams into reality. And it is people who become friends. In this regard, I couldn't have been more fortunate. And my enormous thanks go to my own table, Chester 76. Very, very true friends indeed. And the same for the whole of my own area, Area 36, Whittle and the Marches, where nothing has been too much trouble, and they are here today, as you've just seen, in some considerable strength. They've been absolutely incredible, and I would like to publicly record my deep affection for everything they have done and are continuing to do. My PLC, under the chairmanship of Chester Tabler, Mark, has been wonderful, and the encouragement I have received from seeing the enthusiasm and commitment of the very young tablers, as I purposely invited 20-year-old tablers to be involved in the PLC, has given me considerable optimism for the future of Roundtable. Most importantly, there will be one person affected more than me in the year ahead. She's the glue that keeps together our family life, my business life, and at the same time has always been supportive of my involvement in Roundtable. Glesny, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your willingness to share 13 years of Roundtable and the 12 months of presidency ahead. Fellow tablers, I will never ever forget my first AGM in Manchester. Rashid, who is here today, was president, and I attended with my own table chairman at that time, David, who not only encouraged me to attend my first AGM, but encouraged me to get involved in Roundtable right from the very onset. He helped to get me hooked. Roundtable did the rest. Rashid that day, and David later when retiring, used the immortal words, "Please take care of my table." It is now our responsibility in the year ahead to care for this movement, which is so dear to our hearts, to those who have gone before, and to the young members who, with our encouragement, will be involved in the future. The membership issue now has the profile it deserves and demands at table, area, and national levels, and this must be continued. If the answer lies anywhere, it lies in the hearts and minds of tablers. All I'm going to do is add to what Keith said earlier today and encourage you, fellow tablers, to use your hearts and minds over the next 12 months in this direction. There is good news from the taxman. Our deregistration on subscriptions has been accepted and we are due a refund. This could be a substantial amount of money, and it is important in the year ahead that we debate fully how this should be invested in the future of RTBI. The Forward Planning Committee will be asked to seek your views and bring a proposal to the AGM in Skegness. Roundtable Day is made for table and table only, and has all the best features which are inherent in this movement. Each table or area doing its own thing in its own way, and as an association, moving powerfully in unison. It will be a day which will be inevitably based on fun, on fellowship, and on benefiting others, whilst at the same time improving our public image and increasing our awareness. I would very much therefore like to think that Roundtable Day on the 19th of March 1994, next year, will be the success that you wish to make it, focusing our energies and our efforts externally. I promised in my 5-minute address last year that I would be a listener, and I've already listened to many of your views over the last 12 months, and indeed today. I promise you that I will continue to listen, and where I can, I will do my best to respond to the wishes of, the ideals of, and the aspirations of this movement that I hold so dear. The opportunity to serve you and to meet you over the next 12 months, I look forward to enormously. And while I'm not conceited enough to think that I can move mountains in the year ahead, or naive enough to think that I can please everybody fully, fellow tablers, I promise you, I will not let you down. Thank you.